Israel has released one of two Americans being held for the past week on suspicion of helping to finance terrorism. The two are officials with Kinder USA, a Muslim charity formed to provide relief to Palestinians. Both are former officials of the Holy Land Foundation, a Muslim charity that was shut down by the U.S. government last December for alleged ties to terrorism. With these detentions, Israel is raising questions about the new charity. NPR's Greg Allam reports.
Kinder USA was only formed 2 months ago and has not yet begun distributing aid to Palestinians on the West Bank and Gaza. According to members of the group, Kinder USA's executive director, Dalal Mohammed, was in Israel to set up a bank account. That's so the charity could begin a small operation distributing food and water in the Palestinian town of Jenin. Mohammed had scarcely arrived when she was arrested by Israeli authorities. At the same time, Israel also arrested a member of the charity's board, Riyad Abdul Karim. He was in the country on a fact-finding tour for another nonprofit group. Mark Regev, the spokesman for Israel's embassy in Washington, says authorities had good reasons to put Mohammed and Abdul Karim under arrest.
There is very serious information that they both have been involved in financing terrorist organizations that are both on the U.S. government of terrorist organizations and on our Israeli government list of terrorist organizations. These are not theoretical organizations that conduct terrorist operations. These are organizations that have done and continue to do murderous homicide bombings.
Yesterday, after more than a week in jail, Israeli authorities released Mohammed. She immediately returned to the U.S. Republican Congressman Chris Cox represents the Southern California district that's home to Riyad Abdul Karim, a physician and Palestinian activist. Like Dalal Mohammed, he was involved with the Holy Land Foundation before it was shut down by the U.S. government. Congressman Cox says it's not clear now what will happen to Dr. Abdul Karim.
For me, certainly, and to a lesser extent to the United States government, to the State Department, this is shrouded in fog and mystery. The Israeli government is sharing some information with us at the classified level about their reasons for wanting to question Dr. Abdul Karim. He is now being held for a further 7 days for questioning, and it is not known what will happen at the end of that 7 days.
Both Mohammed and Abdul Karim are American citizens. Congressman Cox says if, at the end of the week, Abdul Karim is still being held, he expects that the U.S. government will pressure Israel to either charge him or release him. These are the kinds of problems Leila Al-Mariati says Kinder USA hoped to avoid. She's a board member and one of those who helped form the charity after the U.S. government shut down the Holy Land Foundation. She says Kinder USA was very careful to avoid some of the financial practices that caused problems for the Holy Land Foundation. She says the group planned to fund all its projects directly, not funnel the money through Palestinian groups. And she says the charity was careful about who received the money. She says homeless Palestinians applying for aid would first have to be certified by the UN. But she says these detentions send a message to those who want to provide relief for Palestinians.
This basically says that Americans, and specifically American Muslims, are not allowed to assist Palestinians overseas, because as soon as we do, someone will slap the, you know, assisting terrorism label on us. So we're guilty before we've even gotten started, and we can't help but imagine that this fits into a larger pattern of trying to block assistance to the Palestinians.
Al-Mariati says so far, Kinder USA has raised about $200,000. She says the detentions won't deter the group from providing assistance to Palestinians who need it. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.